Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What are 4 stocks to stay away from in 2023?
Man, I was going to give 4, but I want to give a sector for anyone long term. I need you to stay away from all penny stocks, and I need you to stay away from any companies that have low profit margin. I would define profit margin being low if it's like 2 to 9% profit margin. Since interest rates are going up, like, I know the market's on a tear, and everyone's going to be like, well, I found a company worth $4. Mm-hmm. I think it'll go to 16. I think we're having a great run because all the hedge fund money is being pushed in right now. But when that slows down, like mid-March, these companies are going to fall apart. So I know there's some penny stocks that went crazy the last 2 weeks. Stay away from them right now. And anything that has like a low profit margin business, I would stay away from. Absolutely.
So even if from a standpoint of somebody who's doing research, not as familiar, when we talk about profit margin, mm-hmm. when we talk about revenue, like where do you go when you try to seek that information?
You go to macrotrends.net, you can go to CNBC, you can go to Bloomberg. Guru Focus is another one. They have a paid membership, but they have some good free information. Yeah. But you can just Google profit margins of companies. I like for them to be between 20 to 50%.
Bless you.
But if they're low profit margin in this environment, with inflation is still an issue. I know Powell was saying we're in a deflationary environment.
Yeah.
That's his job. He has to say that right now. I think that will have the greatest potential to have like the drop like we saw in NFT is like the penny stock market that's pushing right now. We have to be very, very careful.
Yeah, I'm glad you gave the information, because a lot of times people, they hear us say these things mm-hmm. and they're like, well, where are they getting that from? And I remember in the classroom when we first were introducing kids to the stock market, mm-hmm. we just went to Yahoo Finance.
Yes.
Like, we just went to Yahoo Finance and just kept kicking. And they just, I'm like, yo, just get familiar with the page. They would click tabs and they would find,
and scroll to the bottom.
Yeah, scroll. What does that mean? Oh, this is what they're doing quarterly. Yeah. And so, like, it could be that simple, but obviously there's other sites that get more in detail.
Yahoo Finance is amazing. I also say anything with a high PE ratio, stay away from
it. Like these things.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CNBC, Google, Yahoo Finance. The tools are there. It's just, I want everyone now to be more focused, because we're entering an interesting time. where the job market is growing, but it's really the jobs that came back from COVID. They're not high quality jobs and not high paying jobs. You're going to have to learn to make your own ecosystem and economy. Mm. Like there's no, like if ChatGPT becomes what everyone thinks it will be, we're going to see a lot of industries get decimated in like 3 or 4 years. Even in the tech space, like programmers are getting laid off. They get paid $160,000 to $300,000 a year because a robot is able to create code a lot faster. My question for everyone tonight is like, what will you create that will allow you to have a competitive advantage that no one else will have, that no one can take from you? Even if you put in ChatGPT right now, what's the best price to get into Apple or Microsoft? It's not there. Still have a competitive advantage, right? You can write a script, but y'all shot 20 episodes while y'all was out here. A robot can't do that.
That's a fact.
So find a way to be irreplaceable so your income doesn't get replaced easily.
Be irreplaceable so your income doesn't be replaced.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Bar.
Gluten Aiden, Adian, am I saying his name correctly?
Adani.
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 The Adani Group.
Loses $108 billion in 1 week. That's after tough. Heidenberg Group accuses him of fraud. So what's the deal with that? And who is he?
He's one of the biggest CEOs in India. He has a conglomerate.
Yeah.
The part that's interesting about Hindenburg Group, they've had...
I want to give him a little bit more context to who he is. Because $108 billion, that's nothing to sneeze at. And like...
For us.
Like, this is like... I would feel like when Mark Zuckerberg lost that amount, it was news. And when we saw Elon lose that amount, it was news. And I'm like, well, this dude had passed Zuckerberg. He passed Jeff Bezos at one point. He was like the second wealthiest man in the world.
And so once I heard he was
climbing, I'm like, wait, this is because the Indian economy was growing. I'm like, this guy, well, who is he?
Nothing
and so the, then you start to research who he is. So I'm gonna give you a little context to how he got the money. So he built a sprawling business empire that spanned across infrastructure, logistics, energy production, and mining. So if you're in all of those businesses,
where's he from?
This is India.
In India.
If he's in all those businesses, he has a monopoly on the country.
Yes.
Right? You have infrastructure, energy.
Mining.
He's like Enrico Dangote.
And that's what I thought of when I thought of him. I'm like, oh, he's just that for their country.
Yeah. The purpose of running a business is to become a monopoly. I know it's not favorable in the United States, but he did have a stranglehold. And then they put out the report that they believe there's some fraudulent activity going on in the business. Now, it's tough because they had an accurate call last year, but they used to rail on Tesla for many years about not being profitable in the same allegation. So we don't know if it's true, but it did cause the value of the stock to drop incredibly over a few days, like a 30% drop in a that's like Caterpillar falling apart.
Yeah.
So I've been telling everyone the markets you need to be focused on internationally, definitely Asia or China specifically. You have to focus on India and Australia. We have to start looking at those sectors as well. So to see that drop happen, I wonder who put them up to it, because there's companies here I think we can investigate and say that are not doing that well. But I'm really interested. I wouldn't buy the stock right now until the investigation is over or some data's put out, but I thought it was pretty interesting to see this report come out at this time.
Yeah.
So Heidenberg Group they do research. They like unearth.
But they're short sellers though, so they have a benefit.
They have an interest in it.
But I'm just giving people a reference.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
So they're like the financial news people that say this is legitimate, this isn't legitimate.
Yeah.
They break stories, but they're also investing at the same time.
Yeah, they're making short calls on it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they called Nikola falling apart and being a fraud, so that was true. Great call, but for many years they were saying the same thing about Tesla. So I'm not sure. I haven't done like enough research. On this report and haven't had a chance to...
Yeah, I try to dig up some information on it. It pretty much was stock manipulation is what they're accusing them of.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to something that you said.
What's that?
Because you kind of breezed over it.
What happened?
When he asked you the countries, when you said the countries.
Oh, yeah.
You said Australia. And it's funny that you said it because it brought me back to Davos.
Mm.
Because when I was in some of these meetings and in some of these panels, Australia came up.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do you keep talking about Australia? Mm. And then I looked, and this is going to save you some research. The top five lithium producing countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you look it up, Australia's number one.
Yes.
So I guess the question is is that fact the reason why you said that country?
Because when we look at
continent, it's both.
When we look at minerals that really matter, that's one of them. Of course, Africa's mineral rich and every part of the continent. And if we aren't producing great companies anymore, even in the startup scene, we're seeing like companies being valued at $100 million. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the actual revenue, they're bringing in $6 million a year. It's like, how is this happening? Like, we are sitting on a house of cards. I'm seeing a lot of investors go internationally to like, look, that's one of the main reasons why I went to Mexico. I'm like, y'all can have the States. I'm going to tell you this part now. Todd, shut me up when you need to. Y'all can have the States. If I go to Mexico and I get on Telemundo and I can do this for them, right? And trade the Mexican peso. Yo no sé qué quieres, you know? And I play Loteria with y'all on live on air and trade stocks. What y'all going to do? There's no Kramer in Mexico.
Yeah.
How you say bye, bye, bye in Spanish, right?
He's vibing. Yeah, he's vibing
then
right now.
Africa, Australia, mineral rich, and it's a lot of money in Australia. India is slowly creeping up on being the number one in the economy.
Yeah.
Back when I did marketing, one of the agencies I work with in Bangladesh, that's a lot of money being thrown around. And that was in 2010. So that's grown 7x since then. We have to look internationally.
Yeah, that's the power of research. And I wasn't looking for Australia.
Yeah.
We were in the panel on Africa, and they were talking about how Zimbabwe is going to be in the top five producers of lithium.
Yeah.
I think last year it was at number 6 or 7. And I'm like, Zimbabwe, really?
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm looking at, well, what's the top five? And I was like, oh, Australia. So when you said that, I'm like, bing, there it is.
Floyd's fighting in London. Steve is doing stuff in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Steve could go to Vegas. It would be more convenient, but if he's spending a lot of time in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, there's a reason why.
Yeah.
America's slowly falling, and it's the same thing like 2 Tech 2 Index. I think you need to have business internationally in a couple countries to have like a diversified portfolio.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F*** a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.